A St. Albert hockey coach has been suspended for 6 games after an investigation by St. Albert Minor Hockey Association found him at fault for inappropriate conduct, after a complaint over comments he is alleged to have made to his team. Head coach Paul McDonald of the Raiders U18 AA Steel team was suspended after 3 comments were made, one of which referred to the skin color of a player on a group chat, another an in-person remark later about people who have a particular European heritage, according to a member of the Raiders hockey organization. In the fall of 2021, a player on the Raiders U18 AA Steel team asked the head coach in a group chat, "What color are we?" in reference to the jersey colors they would be wearing on the ice for the game, according to the Raiders source, whose identity is being protected by the Gazette. The coach responded to the player in a group chat with the team, saying, "We are white. You are kinda olive-colored." McDonald also made an in-person comment to players on the team in reference to a European culture, according to the Raiders hockey source, who gave an interview to the Gazette. The same coach used the word "monkeys" while speaking to the team in the dressing room in reference to how football players chase a ball on the field, and how he would like them to chase the puck on the ice, according to the source. The source from the Raiders organization who spoke out said the 6-game suspension was not enough for the severity of the comments. "Why should the guy be allowed to coach? He's supposed to be a leader, to develop kids, on and off the ice, and kids are supposed to learn leadership skills for our community," the source said. Players will spend multiple hours, many days a week, with their hockey coaches, who are supposed to be molding them into leaders in the community, the source said. "In today's culture, is this an appropriate suspension?" the source said. The coach apologized to the team, saying his comments were bad humor, after an official complaint was made to the Raiders organization, the source said. Jane Cito, executive director of the St. Albert Minor Hockey Association, issued a statement to the Gazette confirming that a coach within the St. Albert Raiders Hockey Club was suspended by the St. Albert Minor Hockey Association for inappropriate conduct. After receiving an allegation, an investigation was undertaken by St. Albert Minor Hockey to obtain information and details related to the alleged conduct. The investigation resulted in disciplinary measures being assessed to one coach, including a suspension as well as an educational requirement, the statement read. St. Albert Minor Hockey believes that any form of harassment, bullying, or maltreatment is unacceptable within hockey and should not be tolerated. St. Albert Minor Hockey is committed to working together with its members on education and creating a positive culture in hockey. When pressed on who was involved and what the inappropriate behavior consisted of, Cito would not elaborate. "Currently we have no further response," said Cito. Kevin Porter, president of the St. Albert Raiders organization, when initially asked about whether a coach had been suspended, said, "The Gazette has always stuck to reporting actual hockey games, results, and feel-good stories. I am somewhat surprised, the Gazette is trying to track down a story regarding a suspension." When contacted later about the actual comments made by the coach, Porter said he would not comment on the matter as St. Albert Minor Hockey Association had already issued a statement. McDonald, when initially contacted to confirm whether he was the coach who had been suspended, he said, "No comment." McDonald didn't respond to a second request for comment by the Gazette by press time Tuesday. Suspensions are delivered through a combination of the league, Hockey Alberta, and organizations such as St. Albert Minor Hockey or the St. Albert Raiders, according to the St. Albert Minor Hockey Association. The association would not comment on the process by which they investigate and conclude complaints, or any other background information on the process or how many complaints they typically receive.